The best wireless and Bluetooth speakers for 2019 in PC Magazine on February 11th by Will Greenwald. Whether you're looking for a rugged, take-anywhere speaker for the beach or a multi-room sound system, here are some of the best Bluetooth and Wi-Fi speakers you can buy, along with advice on picking the right one. Cut the cord. Wireless speakers are everywhere these days. Big, small, portable, expensive, cheap, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. The sheer amount of choice can seem overwhelming. But our top picks are sure to have at least one speaker that's right for you. Before anything else, though, you need to decide on how you want to go wireless. Bluetooth or Wi-Fi? Bluetooth is the most common wireless music streaming standard, but it isn't the only one. Bluetooth is a point-to-point wireless system, pairing a transmitter, your phone or computer, with a receiver, your speaker, to play music. It's very direct and easy to set up and can stream pretty high-quality music thanks to technological advancements that have greatly improved audio fidelity over what it was a few years ago. Bluetooth generally doesn't have any multi-room tricks in itself, though some speakers can set up stereo pairs with the help of an app, while others can create a wireless mesh among multiple speakers for multi-room audio. It isn't quite as high fidelity or as powerful as Wi-Fi multi-room audio, however. Wi-Fi audio includes standards like Apple AirPlay and Google Cast, along with various manufacturers' own Wi-Fi streaming platforms, like Sonos. Wi-Fi can handle more bandwidth than Bluetooth, so it can support higher fidelity audio. It can also integrate into your home network, so you can easily play audio from any device connected to your Wi-Fi without pairing anything. The trade-off is that Wi-Fi music systems generally require a Wi-Fi network to connect to, so they can't be used portably with your smartphone like Bluetooth speakers. The different Wi-Fi standards also mean various servers might or might not be available to stream over the device. Though this is less of a problem than it has been in the past, thanks to Google Cast and Sonos' lengthy list of supported third-party services. Most new speakers available feature some kind of wireless support, whether they're clip-on bike speakers or big soundbars. With some exceptions, any speaker you pick up at an electronic store will be able to stream audio either over Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. Your speaker might even be able to handle both wireless methods. Check if your Wi-Fi speaker has a Bluetooth mode for using it on the go. What kind of speaker? Besides the type of wireless connection, you need to think about what style of speaker you want. Smaller, battery-powered speakers, usually Bluetooth, are useful because you can take them anywhere, and they don't get particularly loud. Larger speakers generally offer fuller sound and richer bass, but they can be more expensive and are often not portable. Besides single speakers, you can also find stereo pairs designed for desktop computers and home theater speaker systems like soundbars, sound plates, and home theaters in a box. These speakers are obviously not portable at all. But if you want a centerpiece sound system for your living room or office, they're likely your best choice. Portability. For a speaker to be portable, it needs to be both small and light enough to easily carry around and be equipped with a battery so it can run without being plugged in. Of course, small and light are relative. Tiny speakers with carabiners let you clip them to your backpack and take them on hikes, while much bigger and heavier speakers might be intended only to be taken from room to room in your home. Bluetooth speakers are usually portable, but they don't have to be. If a Bluetooth speaker is too big to easily carry around or doesn't have a battery, it won't be portable. since Wi-Fi speakers rely on a separate network to enable multi-speaker and multi-room audio playback, they're rarely portable. After all, portability doesn't matter if you need to be connected to your home's hotspot. There are exceptions, though, and Wi-Fi speakers can still be portable if they have batteries, and ideally can create an ad hoc Wi-Fi network with your phone. Durability. Not all portable speakers are built to be carried around outdoors or used by the pool. Rugged speakers can handle splashes, dunks, drops, and gunk and keep running. If you try that with non-rugged speakers on this list, however, you'll find yourself with a brick instead of an audio device. Look for speakers with IPX ratings and guarantees of water and shock resistance if you want to carry them around to the beach, the lake, the slopes, or the sewers. Our guide to IP ratings explains what those numbers mean, so you can know whether your speaker can handle getting dunked in the pool or if it simply will stay intact in a light drizzle. Audio quality. Unless portability is at the top of your priority list, sound quality is paramount. Plenty of speakers don't offer much in the way of features, but produce top-notch audio. Big bass isn't for everyone, but unless your speaker is downright tiny, it should be able to reproduce low frequencies accurately without distorting at high volumes. Clarity is more important than sheer power, and a balanced, clean sound should be your goal when shopping for a speaker. If you want a sound system that can drive a whole party instead of just fill a small room, keep the size of the speaker in mind. Generally, the bigger a speaker is, the louder it can get while still sounding good. As mentioned earlier, in the early days of wireless audio, Bluetooth was far inferior to Wi-Fi standards because of the limited bandwidth and audio compression. Those problems have been largely solved, and Bluetooth 4.0, not to mention 5.0, and its relevant audio codecs can transmit excellent quality audio. Wi-Fi can still get an edge purely due to the availability of bandwidth. And if you want to listen to lossless music on services like Tidal, you should probably go with Wi-Fi over Bluetooth. Of course, a wired connection can be better than both thanks to either faster data speeds for digital signals or simply the fact that the wire is carrying the analog sound without any conversion. But this guide is for wireless speakers. Voice assistance. Voice assistance lets you simply tell your speaker what to play instead of looking through your smartphone. They were initially very limited, closed systems, only available on first-party devices, like Alexa on the Amazon Echo and Google Assistant on the Google Home. But that's steadily changing. More and more third-party speakers are integrating some form of voice assistant, either Google Assistant or Alexa. These voice assistants are useful for more than just playing music. You can ask them for weather forecasts, sports scores, unit conversions, and even language translation. They also generally support third-party skills that let you do anything from order pizza to play trivia games. If you have other smart home devices, you might even be able to integrate them as well, letting you control the lights and thermostat with your voice. Voice assistant speakers have one universal requirement, Wi-Fi. They need an internet connection. And without one, voice recognition and all of the processing needed to find your music, answer your questions, and control your smart home devices simply won't work. These speakers can still be portable and even offer Bluetooth connectivity when you're away from your network. But those features aren't certain. The most prominent first-party voice assistant speakers, like the Amazon Echo and the Google Home, don't have batteries. Price. The speakers come in a wide range of prices. Don't assume, however, that the most money always buys the best overall product. Generally speaking, higher-end models do sound better, but sometimes they lack the features you might expect for the price. The trick is to get the best sound along with the features you want at a price you can afford. And, of course, if you want to know about all of those things, you can read our reviews of each speaker. The easiest way to get the best price, shop around online. You'll often find prices well below list if you do a little bargain hunting on the web. Don't be afraid to look for similar speakers to the ones on this list either. A number of the options included here have solid predecessors that you can now find for much less since they've been replaced. We've also rounded up our favorite Bluetooth speakers under $100. Best wireless and Bluetooth speakers featured in this roundup: Amazon Echo Dot, 3rd generation, 2018, rating 4.5, editor's choice. Manufactured suggested retail price, $49.99. $49.99 at Amazon. Pros: much better sound than previous model. Still the best inexpensive Alexa speaker. 3.5mm jack for more powerful speakers. Alexa remains the best voice echo system for smart home control. Cons: Alexa isn't up to Google Assistant's level at answering broad information queries. Bottom line, the new Amazon Echo Dot delivers dramatically improved sound, making it an even better buy for an entry-level Alexa speaker. Anchor Soundcore Flare, rating 4.5, editor's choice. Manufacturer suggested retail price, $59.99, and $59.99 at Amazon. Pros: affordable quality audio performance with rich lows, crisp highs, and adjustable bass. Waterproof, built-in LED lighting. Cons: various EQ modes don't really alter audio that much. Bottom line, the Soundcore Flare from Anchor is a powerful portable speaker that puts on a cool LED light show. IKEA Enebi, 12-inch, rating 4.5, editor's choice. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $89. Pros: exceptional value, excellent audio performance with strong bass presence and crisp highs. Alluring, minimalist design. Cons: no aux cable included, no playback or track navigation controls. Bottom line, the impressive 12-inch IKEA Enebi has the beauty and power of a Bluetooth speaker twice its size. JBL Charge 4, rating 4, editor's choice. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $149.95. $126.94 at Amazon. Pros: powerful audio performance with rich bass and crisp, clear highs. Gets quite loud for its size. Waterproof. Cons: no speakerphone function, mono audio output. Bottom line, the JBL Charge 4 is an excellent option for those who want a waterproof, powerful sounding portable Bluetooth speaker in a moderately sized frame. Marshall Woburn 2 Bluetooth, rating 4, editor's choice. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $499.99. $499.99 at Amazon. Pros: excellent audio performance with powerful bass depth and solid clarity in the highs. In-app EQ and adjustable bass and treble knobs. Handsome design. Cons: no included audio cables or accessories. Unattractive back panel. Bottom line, the Marshall Woburn 2 Bluetooth speaker delivers rich, powerful audio befitting its size and price. Sonos Beam, rating 4, editor's choice. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $399. That's $399 at Amazon. Pros: powerful sound for its size. Built-in Amazon Alexa voice assistant. Easily expanded with additional Sonos speakers. Cons: no Bluetooth. Optional subwoofer is expensive. Bottom line, the Sonos Beam packs multi-room, multi-service, audio streaming, and Amazon's Alexa voice assistant into a deceptively small soundbar. Soundcast VG5. Rating 4. Editor's choice. Manufacturer's suggested retail price $499.99. $329.99 at Amazon. Pros: powerful Bluetooth audio performance with huge bass response and crisp, defined highs. Splash resistant, dust-proof design. Cons: not for purists seeking accurate frequency response. Lacks track navigation controls. Bottom line, the large but portable Soundcast VG5 speaker delivers thunderous audio in an outdoor-friendly design. Edifier S350DB. Rating 4. Manufacturer's suggested retail price $299.99. $299.99 at Amazon. Pros: powerful bass depth, clear highs, and strong volume output. Multiple connectivity options, including Bluetooth. Handsome design. Cons: remote lacks bass treble controls. LED source indicator is hard to read. Bottom line, the Edifier S350DB is an affordable 2.1 system for your living room, delivering solid bass thunder and high-frequency clarity. JBL Go 2. Rating 4. Manufacturer's suggested retail price $39.95. $29.88 at Amazon. Pros: solid audio performance for the size, waterproof, affordable. Cons: light on accessories, can distort on deep bass tracks at high volumes. Bottom line, the JBL Go 2 is an affordable, waterproof speaker that offers solid volume levels and a full sound signature for its size. Ultimate Ears UE Megaboom 3. Rating 4. Manufacturer's suggested retail price $199.99. $179.99 at Amazon. Pros: powerful sound with good clarity in the high mids. Rugged build, long battery life. Cons: can falter with deep bass, no wired connection. Bottom line, the wireless Ultimate Ears UE Megaboom 3 speaker improves upon its predecessor with a sleeker, more rugged design and a lower price tag.